It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Unlimited data plans on our smartphones are inching closer and closer to extinction. Even those of you grandfathered in aren't safe. AT&T has announced plans to slow down the top 5% of its data users in October. But who are those people? And what exactly are they doing on their phones? I asked Glenn Fleischman, a regular contributor to TheEconomist.com.
Let's say you like Pandora or Spotify or some of these other streaming music services. You have that turned on all the time, and every time you're driving on your long commute or walking around or in your office, you're streaming data over 3G, all this music. And in your spare time, you pull up Netflix or Hulu Plus or some other streaming video program, and you're watching video over it. So if you do one or both of those things, you're likely to wind up in that elite class, that 5% of overachiever data users.
And how many hours a day are we talking about doing those things?
It could be a few hours a day. I mean, imagine a commute if you had an hour and a half or 2 hour commute every day and you're streaming music. You know, the quantities aren't that huge, but it adds up. I think it's more likely streaming video takes up a lot more capacity and it also clogs the network more.
Research analyst Kristen Pollan is with Informa Telecoms and Media. She expects phone companies will start offering other sorts of plans.
You could have application-based plans. Some people are more prone to using social networking on their phone, such as Facebook or Twitter, and there may be a plan where this would be unlimited, and then you'd have an additional allotment of, say, 2 gigabytes of data to use for any other uses on your phone. And we could also have time-based options, such as peak hours of the day where the network is really feeling the congestion. They could offer a cap just during that time.
She says there could also be plans that cap data on sites like Hulu or iTunes. What I keep wondering is how long the phone companies are going to continue calling clearly limited data plans unlimited. Alessandro Acquisti is a professor at Carnegie Mellon's Heinz School. In a new study, he and his colleagues, Ralph Gross and Fred Stutzman, used facial recognition software, public information, and photos of people's faces to predict social security numbers.
So we started from the photos. From the photos, we found the Facebook profiles. From the Facebook profiles, we found the personal information, such as demographic data. And from the demographic data, using an algorithm, we were able to predict correctly for some of the students their social security numbers. So you have this story, this idea that you can predict sensitive information such as social security numbers from someone's face. The bigger picture, the important story we are trying to tell here is that because there is so much publicly available information about us, and because now we have very cheap and powerful computing available to us through cloud computing, and because face recognition has made so much progress in recent years, if you combine all these things together, you end up with this ability of merging the online and the offline world together. This can be very exciting in terms of maybe future e-commerce opportunities, but also extremely creepy in terms of privacy implications.
Should people freak out about this?
Yes.
The researchers only predicted the social security number some of the time, which I realize isn't all that reassuring. To find out more about the research, go to our website, marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.